Vice President Dick Cheney is in Israel today, joining efforts with U.S. Special Envoy Anthony Zinni to negotiate an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. Yesterday, Israeli and Palestinian field commanders in the West Bank and Gaza Strip held talks. They're seen as an indication of progress in the Zinni mission. Cheney meets with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon today. A meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has not been scheduled yet. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer told Israel Television that he hopes a ceasefire can be announced within 48 hours. He said the meetings between the Israeli and Palestinian field commanders were aimed at calming tensions on the ground. Israeli analysts said the talks appeared to be a first step towards a complete Israeli pullout from recently seized Palestinian territory. Israel last week pulled out of several cities, including Ramallah, but Israeli tanks remain in Bethlehem and on the outskirts of several other Palestinian towns, as well as in Gaza. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat says the Israeli pullback must be completed before a ceasefire is announced.
I hope that the Israelis will begin redeploying in the next few hours, and there will be a trilateral security meeting convened.
That trilateral meeting with high-level Israeli and Palestinian security officials, as well as General Zinni, would discuss the implementation of the tenet ceasefire plan. That plan calls for an end to all violence and an Israeli troop pullback to positions before the fighting began in September 2000. Erekat seems less optimistic than the Israeli defense minister that a ceasefire is imminent.
I rather concentrate my efforts on the substance of the meetings and the substance of what it takes to begin the implementation of tenet, to begin the ceasefire, and I will not use any adjectives. The situation is very delicate, very difficult, and we are exerting maximum efforts with the general.
General Zinni will get a boost from Vice President Cheney, who's nearing the end of an 11-nation Mideast tour. Although the vice president's primary agenda was to talk about Iraq, he has acknowledged that Arab states seem more preoccupied with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The security talks were held last night despite two Palestinian attacks yesterday. In one, a Palestinian gunman sprayed gunfire in the central Israeli town of Kfar Saba, killing an 18-year-old Israeli girl. In the other, a Palestinian suicide bomber attacked a Jerusalem bus stop, killing only himself. Unlike past attacks, Israel did not retaliate. Danny Ayalon, a foreign policy advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, says Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat has not ordered an end to all attacks on Israelis. And without that, says Ayalon, this attempt at a ceasefire will fail, as have all the others.
Right now, the situation is very, very tenuous. And if there is no Palestinian decisive action against terror and immediate entrance into the tenet, then the whole thing may be very dangerous.
At the same time, Sharon is facing increasing criticism from within his government for easing some of his demands, such as one calling for 7 days of quiet before negotiations can begin. Cabinet Minister Danny Naveh insists on an end to all violence before talks even start.
If we want to achieve peace and security, the way to achieve it is not through negotiation under fire, but to stop the terrorists through a decisive military operation.
That's what Sharon tried with his recent entry into Palestinian refugee camps and cities, including Ramallah. Top Israeli military and security officials have been saying for months that there's no military solution to the violence. The Israeli public is growing tired of almost daily attacks and their increasing death toll, and public support for Sharon has plummeted. Israeli analysts say Sharon is under increasing pressure to find a peaceful way out. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.